Health Canada has seized more products from Tokyo Beauty and Health, this time from its Aberdeen Centre location. According to an update issued on Friday, Health Canada seized 5 skin treatment products and cold medicine labelled to contain prescription, controlled or over-the-counter drugs. The seized cold medicine, called Pabrin Gold A Granules Cold Medication, contains an opioid. The store address is Unit 3660-4151 Hazelbridge Way. The federal department warns the products may pose serious health risks. The warning came after unauthorized health products were seized from Tokyo Beauty's other location at 120-8191 Westminster Highway in September 2023. A raid by Health Canada revealed products including another cold medication that contained an opioid. The business license for the Westminster Highway location was later suspended for 90 days by Richmond City Council. What you should do? Do not use these products and return them to your local pharmacy for proper disposal. Consult a healthcare professional if you have used any of these products and have health concerns. Pabrin Gold A Granules Cold Medication contains an opioid. Opioid overdose is a medical emergency that could lead to death if untreated. If you suspect an opioid overdose, call 911 and administer naloxone if available. Buy your prescription drugs only from licensed pharmacies. Read product labels to verify that health products have been authorized for sale by Health Canada. Authorized health products have an 8-digit drug identification number, DIN, natural product number, NPN, or homeopathic drug number, DINHUM. You can also check whether products have been authorized for sale by searching Health Canada's drug product database and licensed natural health product database. Report any health product-related side effects or complaints to Health Canada. Affected products: Santen Sante Bowtie Moon Care, Pear Acne Cream, Pabrin Gold A Granules Cold Medication, Mentholatum Mediquick Eczema Rash Anti-Itch Ointment, Hidalabo Pearl Barley Face Wash. For more details about the affected products, visit Health Canada's website. Got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to editor@richmond-news.com.